Time now for your comments, and first to our story about the new speed limit in Texas. If 80 miles per hour wasn't fast enough for you, well, the state's House of Representatives has now voted to increase it to 85. And Kenny McDonald of Portland, Oregon, wrote in with a pearl of driving wisdom passed down to him. He says this: growing up in Texas and going on family vacations by car every summer, I know how desolate West Texas can be and the powerful urge to drive fast through it. But my father told me something when I was about 9 that was so profound it sticks with me 22 years later. While driving through the expanse, I asked my dad to floor it and see how fast the station wagon would go. He said no. I said there was nothing around for miles. And he said that goes for hospitals, too. Mr. McDonald continues, his wise words have not only made me a more patient driver, but a ticketless one at that. And many of you wrote in about our piece on the reunion of a special group of World War II veterans. The group is the Tuskegee Airmen, the nation's first black fighter pilots. Among the letter writers was Robin Williams Wood, whose father was a member of the 332nd Fighter Group. Wood writes this: the courage, determination, and poise of these men is still, almost 70 years later, strong enough to make me pull over to the side of the road to weep. Thank you. I needed that. Well, thank you for your comments. You can send them our way at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.